a delegation of Egyptians, including the head of Egyptian intelligence, arrived in Gaza on Monday to spearhead talks about closing up the issues with ceasefire, the issues of the Israeli captives, reconstruction in Gaza, all of these subjects. And the head of Hamas in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, said that he was willing to discuss the issue with Israel of returning the captives, the Israeli captives that are in Gaza. So from the point of view of Hamas, this is only possible if it is not connected to the other issues. In other words, Hamas does not want to negotiate a return over these Israeli citizens in exchange for the reconstruction in Gaza. Issues that are related to Gaza. They want to discuss the issue of the captives in exchange for Palestinians who are in Israeli prisons. So they want to make that separate. And until now, Israel has not been interested in doing that.
And the other thing that came up on Monday is this other Hamas official who said that if the ceasefire is to continue, Israel needed to stop aggression, not only in Gaza, but within Jerusalem. Can you give us more details on that?
Now Hamas is saying, we want you to not use aggressive police against the people in Jeshurun, not to evict those people, not to use a very strong Israeli police presence on the Temple Mount. So it's going back to where we were a few weeks ago. And we'll see how Israel will react. We know that the U.S. Administration, the Biden administration, is very keen to have Israel lower its profile on these issues. And Israel is also not interested in reigniting the flame. So it's unlikely that Israel is going to start getting very aggressive on the Temple Mount. And the question remains, what will happen in the neighborhood of those Palestinian families?
Orly, one last question on a different matter, and this is about the government of Israel itself. On Sunday, it was announced that there may be a possible unity government being formed ahead of the Wednesday midnight deadline. And if that does come to pass, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would find himself out of a job. What are the challenges that remain to more or less seal the deal and finally form a government after 2 years and four elections?
They have until late Wednesday night to go to the president and say, here, these people have signed on. We now have 61 seats, which is the minimum number of seats you have to have out of the 120 to form a coalition. Then after that, it goes to a vote in the Knesset. This gives Netanyahu still some time to try to convince at least one person to break off, one right-wing person to break off in this change government, and then the coalition will fall apart. So people expect him to try to keep pressing for the right-wing members of this coalition to leave, at least one. And once it goes for a vote in the Knesset, then that's it, and that is the new government. In the meantime, people are expecting a lot of pressure, and already there is a lot of pressure on the right-wing members of this coalition. In fact, just this evening, the Israeli Shin Bet, which is like the FBI, has put almost the top security on the two top members of one of the right-wing parties that is part of this coalition. Naftali Bennett and Ayala Chaked from the Yamina party now have a lot of security on them for fear that right-wingers who support Netanyahu will harm them. 12 years of Netanyahu is a long time, and he has very strong supporters. If this coalition government is indeed formed, it'll be very interesting to see how it will function. It will be a rotation government with initially Naftali Bennett as prime minister. He's more right-wing than Netanyahu. This is a man who bragged about killing many Arabs when he was doing his military service. And at the same time, there's going to be an Arab minister from the very left-wing Meretz party, and they're going to be sitting in the same government.